السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم, and welcome to Sahaba Profiles. We commence today with the discussion on the life of the Sahabiyya Fatima bint Asad رضي الله عنها. She was the mother of Ali bin Abi Talib رضي الله عنه. That made her the mother-in-law of Fatima al-Zahra رضي الله عنها, the beloved daughter of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hassan and Hussein رضي الله عنهما were therefore her grandsons. And besides Ali radiallahu anhu, she had two other sons, and one of them was Ja'far bin Abi Talib, known famously as Ja'far Tayyar, the famous general. He made hijrah to Abyssinia. He was the leader there of the Muslims. He was the famous one who spoke to Najashi in such an eloquent manner. And he was involved in the Battle of Mu'tah, where he then lost his life and he was martyred. He lost his arms. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the glad tidings that he would be flying with wings in Jannah. However, Fatima bint Asad had a very special relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In many ways, she was like a mother to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's parents passed away very early on. His grandfather passed on. And after Abdul Muttalib passed on, he came into the care of Abu Talib, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was still young at that time. So when he came into the care of Abu Talib, Fatima bint Asad radiyallahu anham became like a mother to him. And the historians have written, she looked after him like her very own. She protected him as much as she could. Actually, they say that her favorite son was Ja'far radiyallahu anhu. And one of the reasons that she liked Ja'far radiyallahu anhu so much was that because he resembled Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was very intelligent and he was very eloquent, and he inherited the family's mastery over language. And as I said, he was able to famously speak to Najashi when the Quraysh had sent Amr bin As together with others to try and convince Najashi to send them back because they had betrayed their own people. And she was also, Fatima bint Asad, was one of the first women to accept Islam. She accepted Islam right in the early days. So unlike her husband Abu Talib, who never accepted Islam up to the end, she embraced Islam and she took care of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like I said, like her very own son. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would remember this later in life. He would say that this woman, Fatima bint Asad, she would go hungry so that I could be fed. And that's why he respected her so highly, and he would visit her. And whenever she would come, he would stand up and receive her with great love. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would address her as mother. He would address her as mother. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a young child, he always stood out. One of the reasons that he stood out was for his cleanliness. The other children were always dirty, playing in the sand, playing in the desert. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always very clean. He was always, also from that young age, very dignified. And Fatima bint Asad and her husband Abu Talib, they used to like for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to eat with the other children. Because whenever he was present there eating with the other children, there would be a lot of barakah in the food, and the food would be sufficient then for whoever was eating. We know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam accompanied his uncle Abu Talib on a trade mission to Syria when he was young, and there were many miracles that manifested themselves during that particular journey. And we know the monk and how he told Abu Talib that this is a special child and he will be granted nubuwwah. The same thing happened later on with the slave of Khadija radiallahu anha, Maysara. But when Abu Talib came back and he told Fatima bint Asad about this, she was extremely impressed, and she became even more fond of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And like her husband, who was willing to give his life for the protection of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fatima bint Asad was willing to do exactly the same. She was willing to sacrifice everything for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she and her husband Abu Talib and their entire family, they suffered to a great extent during those 3 years of the boycott in the valley of Abu Talib. You know, you can understand Abu Talib to an extent. This was his brother's son. This was his blood, his own flesh, his nephew from his own family. But many a woman today, they would say to their husbands, that, why must I suffer? Why must my children who came from my belly suffer because of your nephew, because of your brother's son, and because of what he preaches and because of what he's telling the people? But not so with Fatima bint Asad. She gave full support to Abu Talib and she gave full support to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine, it's not easy for a mother to see her own children cry out of pangs of hunger, to eat leaves of trees and grass, to suck on wet skin so that they can satiate their thirst. But nonetheless, she was prepared to make the sacrifice. She was prepared to make the sacrifice because she was a Muslim. And she was totally loyal to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she was also loyal to her husband. Her husband had made this decision that he was going to support his nephew, and she supported her husband in this decision. It's obviously unfortunate, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had decreed it that way, that her husband was not to be blessed with iman ultimately. But Fatima bint Asad radiallahu anha was fortunate that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had blessed her with iman, and she left this dunya with iman. We'll leave it there for today. We'll continue the discussion tomorrow, inshallah. There's more to discuss with regards this woman, the mother of Ali radiallahu an, a mother to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fatima bint Asad radiallahu anha. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.